We are on Daf Yudamid Aleph. The Gemara was explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol Hichsharti B'miktsas Niskoi Chavti B'tashlumei Niskoi Kehechsher Kol Niskoi. And that we had two Maholchim in the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say either it is going according to Chachomim that hold, but if Reuben made a Beir test, which is a Beir l'Nezokin, and Shimon was Moisef HaTefach, so Shimon is considered the Baal HaBeir, Filu L'Gabi Nezokin. Since he made this Beir to a Beir Shememis, so he's the Baal HaBeir L'Gabi the Achrayis, and whatever the Beir will do, even if a hezek occurred, Shimon is chayv. That's pshat the Mishnah. Ichsharti b'miktsas niskoi. I was machshel. I was mazmen a miktsas nezek. That means I made this beir a beir sheyochel lahomis. Is chavti b'tashlumei niskoi kehechshe kol niskoi that I'm mechuyif to pay for all nezikin which will occur. Then the Gemara said, another mahalach, he could go according to Rebbe, and Rebbe holds that this halacha only applies that the sheni is chayiv and the misa that he was misavik. But on the zaken, they're both chayiv. Vesuleke, let's start again from the maskiv lo Rab Zeire, Vesuleke. This is the only case of Hichsharti b'miktsas niskoi chavti b'tishlumei niskoi kehechshe kol niskoi v'ike mosar shoyrei l'chamish b'nei odom. A person gave over his shoyer to five people to watch it. U'poshe boi echad mehem, and one of these five was peshei. He left the job in the middle. V'hizik Chayiv, he's Chayiv. That's another pshat in the Mishnah, Ichsharti b'mitzas niskoi, Ischavti b'tishlumei niskoi ke'ech shekol niskoi. So the Gemara says, Hei chidami, ilay medabalav ihu loy havi mintel. That means, if you had these five shaymrim, and you needed five shaymrim in order to control this wild child, and one left, and now he's uncontrollable. Pshita, the EU COVID, he made the whole hezek. He made it now. With him, it was possible to control the shayr. And without him, it's impossible. So, Pashtaytzach, he was misavav the hezek. Eladav laviyu nami minta my COVID. Now, if we will say that without him, it also is Shomo. So Micah of it, so Rashi learns Pshat, so he should be Potter. He left a Shoyer Shomo. When he left, there were four people watching the Shoyer. So he has no responsibilities. So that can be Pshat in the Mishnah. Maski Flor Rav Sheshes. Pa'ika marbe b'chavilas. The Gemara asks, I have another case which could be pshat in the Mishnah. Marbe b'chavilas. That the Gemara says, Echidomi, he de belav ihu lo yozlo pshite. Elo de belav ihu ozlo maiko of it. Now let us see Rashi on this Gemara. Just the last Rashi in the Gemara before Micah Ovid, Rashi says, Ve'enoi chayiv klum. So we see from Rashi that that's a translation of Micah Ovid, so whatever we'll have in the Gemara, this terminology, it means that he's potter. Marbe b'chavilois. שריבו חבילויס זמוירויס בהדלוקה של חברוי. He was marbe bundles of branches בהדלוקה של חברוי. There was a fire burning already, and he added fuel to the fire. וקירבו על ידי החבילויס לגודש אחר, החבילויס לגודש אחר. And through that he put more fuel on the fire, so through this it burnt the godish shel chaveiroi. Yeah, shayi bedin shehu chayev v'loi harishay. So memela, if through his chavilois that brought about a hezek, so he should be responsible. So that should be Ichsharti b'mitzvos niskoi, chavti b'teshlumei niskoi, k'ech shekol niskoi. So the Gemara asks, what is the case? Ida b'lavi lo yoz lo pshita. V'lo ma'av alon lo misnai. There's no need for the Mishnah to tell us this halacha. Arei harishayin lo yisi yeklum. That if without the second bundle of fuel, the first fire would have extinguished itself by itself. The chol ma de shavik le ma'am yevozel. That means, if the lav ihu lo yozlo. So it means that the first fire is not capable of creating any damage. And now the second put fuel, and that's how it became a mazik. So it's poshet. He made it a mazik. The first one is not a mazik. Avol chayfel boyer, Rashi says, by chayfel boyer, tisha. If a person dug a boyer tisha, roiv misosai hu oise. That means, that is a chiddush. That means the shoyer died because of the tenth tefach. That's true. That was the makir bepatish. But roiv of the misa came about al yedei harishay el ha'achayin mikarvo. The one who made the last tefach, he was goymer the misa. So that's a chiddush already. That means that between you and me, these two are shutvim in the misa. Afal pikein legabi misa al kaponim. According to Rebbe, the achain is chayiv. That's a chiddush. But by an eish, if it could not go to be mazik the godish with the amount of fuel that the first one made the fire with, so feshteitzach that the second one is chayiv. He made it for a mazik. Now, before we go further, let us see Taisvis Vesulake. Vim Taima. He says, what the Gemara asks, he says, why did the Mishnah only speak about this case? That, this case that we're speaking about, that the first one made nine tefach, the second one was Meisav HaTefach. There's other cases. It could be there's a multitude of cases. Otu ki ruchlo lechoshiv lezol, the Tana has to speak about all cases. Asking Akasha, I have another case, that due to the haisafe of the second person, he'll be chai. How many cases do you have to say? I have one case already. That's sufficient. V'yesh loyma mishum d'dochik l'ukmi masnisen d'loy kereti. It's a doichik to say the Mishnah is not going according to Rebbe. Rebbe was mesada the Mishnah. And the Mela, the Gemara held that the whole chiddush of the Mishnah is he is chayiv on the zokir. And that's the loy kerebi. Oy kera papa le misa. והוי יוכל להמד בנזוקים. That means it would be preferable to say that speaking about Nezokin, which is, but then if it's going by Nezokin, so then it's not like Rebbe. That means this Akimta is a doch of Tiki Akimta. If it's speaking about Nezokin, which is a very kishmaki pshat in the Mishnah, that means Hichsharti b'mitzvos Niskoi. I was misaviv, I made it a bear of shalmises, so I'm chayv on the zok, but that doesn't go according to Rabbi. So doichik, that Rabbi was misaviv the Mishnah, he says that Mishnah that is not like him. And if it's going by mises, so it's also not such a good pshat. There's a better eitzah, where you yochel lahamid ben nizokin, different cases of nizokin. Talking about niskoi. Bimtaima, Pertasis, Vulukmagan Shaloi Hoya by Hevel a Misa, Vulai Hevel a Nezokin. Let us say it's speaking about, there was a tremendous bayer. How we hold that the Chiyav of bayer is Lahavloi, for that he created the Hevel. And Hevel is only if you have a narrow bayer. So then, due to the lack of air that's flowing there, so the hevel is mazik. So let us say, eventually, hoya by hevel emisa v'lay hevel nizokin. It was not hevel that could be mazik. Sheyeroch boy yeser al omkoy. That's the ratio. That it's more wider than deeper. So then, there's no hevel. The wideness of the bear, it brings in fresh air. And now someone came and thickened the walls. He lessened the width of the boyer, became a smaller boyer. And now there's hevel. The Maida Rebbe Dachan Chayyeh, Bein Lemisa, Bein Lenezokin. So l'chayre, this would be an ideal akimte. We're speaking about boyer, and Rebbe will also be moide that the second one is chayre. By making the boyer not so wide and airy. V'yashloima, k'loma rapo perikapo, v'yashloima da'in za mitzas niskoi da'achrin ovadakar. So Taisu says, no, that he did mikta, that's not the case of the Mishnah. He did the whole thing. If you hold, you need a bear for hevel. There was no hevel at all in this bear. And he was the one that brought in the hevel and the bear. So he made this bear, a bear that's capable of being mazik, of killing. He did everything. Before that was only a cavity in the earth, which was not capable of being mazik at all, if you hold lahavla. But that's why the Gemara didn't want to say this akimta. Now the next thesis we have to skip over till we learn further the Gemara. Now let's go on Amud Beis. My ka'ovit. So the Gemara asked, we had here two cases. One shomer left, or a second person went and added fuel to the fire. So the Gemara says, my covet. So Rashi learned Pshat, and it seems with Mustafa Rashi is consistent. So the first my covet means, the Einai Chayiv Klum. He didn't do anything by the Shomrim. And there's an Eish without him, by the case of Malba Bechavila. So he's in Gansapot. He didn't do anything. Now, Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi. Tzorich leforish, Maiko Ovid. You know what Maiko Ovid means? Tvei me'achrini. The Gemara means, not that he didn't do anything. He did. Now it's an Eish Shel Shnayim. But why should he be the sole person responsible? We're looking for a case. That chavti b'teshlumei niskei ke'ech shekol niskei. The Gemara wanted to say the case is marbe b'chavile. So the Gemara says, if the fire would have extinguished without him, as poshet, so he made the fire. If it would go mikoyach the chavila of the first one, so why is he the only mechayev? So both of them should be chayev. Taisus is chaylik on Rashi. Ma'ikovit tvei me'achine v'yishalem kol echot chelkei. And let each one pay. Let them pay b'shutfes. V'ein loymar the lifter. You can't say that the second one is potter because the first eish is also b'koyach to be mazik. The sanye perik apore echot ha'chaykek b'er liyut. It says in perik apore, one person made a b'er liyut. Ubo acher v'shlimi la'asrim. The second person dug another 10 pochim. Ubo acher v'shlimi l'shloishim. Kulam chayovim. They're all chayim. Avo gav de v'lavi yu have a mesa. Without the second two, would have died in the first boil. Afal pike, we see, if the second and third one created mitzad, their mesa, they created a mazik, which also is b'koyach to be mazik, so everyone is chayim. So you have three mazikim here that are mazik. Each one contributed naiv a ber of 30 tvachim, and each one is a shutef in this ber. And I don't say maika of it. So therefore, Taisvis does not want to learn like Rashi. Rashi seems to say, Rashi explained maika of it via poto, reinechayiv klum. So Taisvis says it's not true. If even though the bear was capable of being mazik without the addition of the second one, the Gemara says when the second one is moisif on the bear, so both are chayiv. Miu bezet zorich ledagdek. That means that we were saying that both should be chayiv. Chi bishvil sheishlech eitz pesaychesh k'toyla yischayiv. That's it. If you had a bonfire that was roi lahazik, and someone will throw in a toothpick, will say, well, so both of you are chayim. Olay domi la echot shechayta be yudu ba acher be hishlimoi li yudalek. That is poshe taisus assumed. I mean, the first one made a bear, that's a maimis, and the second one wasn't mice of anything in the bear. Then it's poshut that the first one will be chayim. But if the second one made a complete boil, then Taisvis holds that both are chayim. And the same thing, if the second one added sufficient fuel, that it could be hoilech umazik because of the second one also, so both are chayim. Now, we have here machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi does not hold like this. Rashi seems to say Maika Ovid, and if Rashi attached Maika Ovid be'enei chayiv klum, so Rashi holds in the second case also enei chayiv klum. We have a machlokes Rashi and Tais. So, Rambam Ber and Bichur Shmuel says what the Sfora of Rashi is. Rashi holds, since without me there is an Eish already that is Roy Lahazik. So by adding fuel to this Eish that is Roy Lahazik, I don't get it in Mazik. That means, what did I do? It's not called, I was mazik, because it's mazik without me. It will be mazik without me. I'm just, that means, Let us say, for example, if Reuben made an Eish on the north side of the Godish, and Shimon made an Eish on the south side of the Godish, that's another story. So good, so there's a Mazik of it, there's a Mazik of it. Here, Pshat is, I'm not making a new Mazik. I'm being moisive on the old, I'm adding more fuel to the old Mazik. That Rashi held that that's not called, I was Mazik. The Mazik is here already, bigger fire, so what? That's what Rashi holds. No, the Shaila is, Reisha says a Raya from a Gemara. Reisha says a Raya from a Gemara by birth. By birth, if a person made a birth youth, then the second one makes a birth chav. So there it says that both are chayiv. Bichas Avrom wants to fan for Rashi. As follows. Rashi holds the Masha Chayvot Atayra Gabi Ber Yud Chot Lamedes Kulam. He says, by making a Ber, you become a Bala Ber. He says, that means the Chiyuv of Ber is that I'm a Mazik. I became a Bala Ber. Why did I become a Bala Ber? Even though it's not my Ber, Chayshe Mishpot, it's my Ber. That's the din. To a creation of a bear, you become, you're a bal a bear to be a chroi in what the bear does. You become a bal a bear. To also have a mamayne shehizik. Ubeze yesh lodo in mi a baila. So mamayle, if I have a bear of 30 tvachim, so who is the bailam of this bear? The Torah b'kriya, so you become a bal ha'boel by creating a boel. Va'af al pi deloy hoisef b'maisa didei be'etzem ha'nezik. That means could be in the nezik. You did not. I wasn't maisa hezik. That means it'll die by 10 tefachim, by 20 tefachim. There's no chilik. I'm not maisa in the hezik. But I made a bear. So I made a bear. You made a bear. I made a bear. By days a nechshav bear shall shneim. Chmer sher shekon echot chaylik b'sher shel chaveiroi. So before was your share. Now it's our share. So memele. So this is called a ber meshutet. You have one big entity that has two bailim. So if it's mazik, so both have to pay. Mashen ken gabi mar bechavilois. He says, there the chiyev is, your chayev for maviras abeira. The chiyev of there is for creating the hezek, shalem yishalem hamavir es habeira. Whatever the lumdus is, but the yisod achiyav is, you're responsible for destroying the dover that was nisrach. You're responsible for destroying the dover that was nisrach. So memele, here you can't say that I'm responsible because there was an ash here before my addition. So that means here the chiv is for being mavir as habeira. ומקרי מייסה נזק, אלא אם כן דבלי המייסה אין נזק, והוא הויסף בנזק. אבל לסייע בנזק, באופן שבלאו הכי נעשה, אין זה מייסה מזק כלל. That's what he wants to emphasize for Rashi. Now let us go a little further. Now we have a very difficult Gemara. And let us try to figure out the Gemara. Maskif lo Rapope. So now Rapope es takashe. Ve'ika ho desanyim. I have another case. That it should be Echsharti b'miktsas niske. Chatev d'shul m'niske k'ech shekol niske. Hey sheyoshvu al safsol echot. Five people were sitting on a bench. V'loy shivru. And the bench was holding them up without any problems. Ubo achar v'yoshavolam. Now a sixth person came. V'shivroi. And he broke it. Ha'achin chai. So the last one is chai. And we're going to have a whole sugya to understand pshat in this halacha. V'amar Rav Pope. And Rav Pope explained. K'goyim Pope barabe. Now, Papa Baraba was a very stout person. Exactly why Rapope is saying this, we'll also see later, why we need this member of Rapope. But on Koponim, we have here a case, let us just say for practical purposes, there's one Mahalach in Teisvis, that all six were Papa Barabas. All these six people that were sitting on this bench were overweight, to say it mildly, and because of that, these six people sat, the five people were sitting, and it was holding its own. The sixth person came, and it broke. Frekt es amemele, so hichsharti b'miktsas niskoi, chavti b'tashlume niskoi kehershe kol niskoi. So amemele, let's say this case. Talking about Nizokin, it's a number Muskin, this is a Baraisa. Hey Chidomi, so the Gemara asks, what's the case over here? Elaim the Balavi Ulay Yitzvah. If these five people, let's say these five people, this is the maximum weight that this bench can carry. So these five people are sitting there. There's no problem whatsoever. This is the maximum weight. Pshita, and he sat down and he broke it. So Feshtetzach is chayiv. He broke it. The five people, they're not mazikim. This is the straw that broke the camel's back. This is his extra weight is broken. So that's poshik. Ela devalav ihu nami itva. No, we'll say it's speaking about it's going to break with them also. And he sat down together with them. So Micah of it. So again, we have here the Machlekes, Rashi, and Taisvis. According to Rashi, he should be in Potter. According to Taisvis, he should be not more Machuyiv than them. They should pay together. So Memela, the same Kasha, the Gemara asked on the case of Marva Bechavila and not Shomrim, the Gemara asks on this case of Safsal also. So either it's poshet that the yochid is chayiv, or there's no reason why the yochid should be chayiv. Rekta gemore, now here this doesn't work. Soif, soif, masnisa, heche metarta, this is a paraisa. Bishleima, the other cases that we had asked, there's no paraisa, so someone thought up of a case, the gemore said this case is either it's very poshet, or the loch is wrong. But this is a baraisa. It can't be very posh. It can't be the loch is wrong. I mean, it's a baraisa that says that the last one is chai. Zach the Gemara. Lo yitzriche the belav iyu havi mitvah betrei shoy. It's speaking about that these five people that are sitting there, if they'd sit there for 2 hours, it would collapse. Vahashte itva b'chodesho. He sat down, and after 1 hour it collapsed. So the Omri Lei, they'll tell him, if love, hat, if it wouldn't have been for you, have a Yasmin and Tvei Pute, the Kaimino. But they're telling, that's why he's Chayev, that's Pshat and the Baraisa. Pshat and the Baraisa is, that means even though they're also Mazikim, the Koyach, on this Apsol, that is if they would sit there 2 hours. Their weight, placing pressure for 2 hours, could break this Apsol. But they're telling him, it wouldn't have been for you, we'd have gotten up in 5 minutes, and nothing would have happened. And because of you, it broke. So that's why you're high. So Mamela, that's Pshat in the Baraisa. The Lema Lahu, fragt die Gemara, La ilav atum bedidi lehave mitva. So Lachayri is telling them, why should I be chayev alone? It's very good, you're telling me you'd have gotten up and finished. But Lamaisa, I sat down, it broke. It broke now because of all of us. Lamaisa, all of us contributed to the shvira of the sapsel. So why should I pay the whole thing myself? What are you telling me? You'd have gotten up, fine. But Lamaise, I sat down. You didn't get up. We all broke this apsel. Loitzriche, the Bahadi, the Samech Bohu Tova. It's speaking about that when he leaned on them, it broke. Frekte Gemore, Pshite, Bosh it. Ma'ar de teime koichai lav ke gufay domi, ke mashmon de koichai ke gufay domi, olheichai de gufay tova, koichai nami tova. Just like when the goof breaks it, the koich also will break it. Now this is a very, very difficult gemara. But let us, there are many difficulties in this Gemara. Let us just see Rashi. Understand a chelik of the Gemara. Zogt Rashi, Kogoyim Popa Barabe, Shohaya Bal Boso. He was a very stout person. Pshite, so the Gemara had said, if it's speaking about that without this second, this sixth person would never would have broken. She to say he's chayv. He broke it. Bloidomi, so now Rashi says, why is this treat? Bloidomi lebeir, shorishim goran lezokin, behor yekhetz yeruba. Beir is a chiddish. Beir finished vi, there are 9 tfochim which contributed to 3/4 killing the behemoth. Good. A bear test can't kill the behemoth, but a bear test contributed to 3/4 of the misa. Elamishamachi, the mitzah, domale lavata, have a mitzik. They have a mayas. So there, So even though the first one was Messiah in the Misa, by being Messiah 3/4 of the Misa, above, Chiddush is that since, but the Gemar Misa, Lamaisa, the Hezek, the way it came about, the first one was not able to accomplish, so the din is that the second one is high. So that's a Chiddush, even though the first one was zicher misaviv a chelik of the misa. Aval eilu loy shibru klum koz man shaloy boze. But over here, if it's speaking about that they themselves are not capable of breaking it, and this person came and broke it, so that means could take the weight of 5 and not the weight of 6. So versteht sich, but he is the mazik. That was the most kasha. And if it's speaking about lavi of a mitzvah, nami mitzvah, my covet. So the Gemara said, Masnisa is the safsal. This is a baraisa, eiche metarza, hoyel umois vesochi, you're asking kashas. If without him it wouldn't have been broken, so it's poshut. With him, my covet. So hadilam shatan the baraisa. Abo moisa, shayre, yamaba, bachavila, slay, masnaisening. This is not a baraisa. This is a svara. Let the Mishnah speak about such a case. So we'll tell you this case is not a mechudishtike case. Either it's pashut or it's wrong. So the Gemara says, pshat is like this: the belaviu ave mitzvah betreishoy. Without him, it would have broken in 2 hours. That he's chay. That means even though we have people who through them, they're sitting, they were also capable of breaking the safsal. Afopikain, but that would have been another hour. It broke now because of it. Umiyu bahadi dachayfa boil le motzi misnayu. This doesn't belong in the Mishnah. Ha'eva hach kehechshe b'mitzvus niskay. The masnisin dahai loy mitzvus neziku alakol nezik. That means it doesn't belong in the Mishnah. That means sharishayim lo yischilu l'shabro. That means that's true that they also by sitting on it, would have eventually broken it. But by sitting on it an hour, nothing happened. So the shvira that came now, that you made completely. Ki heichi dechayfa ber hezikosoi. So this is not, the Mishnah is telling us, ichsharti b'miktas niskoi, because the dechayfa ber tes is he kosoi? The boil test was also mazik. Hevel chaim shall test, hevel chaim shall yut, all good. He says, in our Mishnah, we have ichsharti mitzvos niskoi. Here we have ichsharti kol niskoi. Because, after an hour, it would not have broken at all. If he didn't come. There are mazikim if they'll remain there another hour, but he came right now. It's called, he made the whole hezek. Even though they are potential mazikim if they would remain there, but Basher Usham, as yet they did not make the hezek did not start yet, and he made the hezek. V'leima lehu. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, so therefore, that's why he's chayit. V'leima lehu, let him tell them, ilav atun, b'didi lechud lehavi mitzvah. That means, that's true. In this hour, nothing would have happened from you. The whole shvira will come about in the second hour. And it broke now because I sat down. But not my sitting down is the only cause of the shvira. If you wouldn't have been here and I would have sat down, by having mitzvah, it wouldn't have broken. But atem, kshayoshavti, when I sat down, hoyo lochem lamot, you should have gotten up. Umideloy, why didn't you get up then? So you broke together. So memele, here, it's considered that what? That you broke together with me. So why should I be chayv alone? Rabbi Mashlam boyer lasor elekelek shuyi hochi. My havalei lekama lemeven. What should the first one have done? That means Rabbi Misa, you made it a boyer. Shel Misa, I didn't hear it. It's considered that the first one made, was contributed to the hezek. So the Gemara says, let's see Rashi. Yeah, so we're up to not understanding why he's chayiv. Baraisa says he's chayiv. And so let us just review. We had two eifanim, how to learn pshat. If belav ihu lehav a mitzvah klal, and he sat down and he broke it, that's poshut. So the Baraisa will not tell me this. So the Baraisa al kochach is telling me that they also would have broken it. They're also mazikim, but at the present time, The Shvira didn't start yet. And he came, and he was the one that made the Hezek now. Amen. So these people were Mazikim, potential Mazikim, but he was a Mazik Bepoil, so that's why he's high. That's how the Gemara answered Pshat and the Baraisa. It's called he made the whole Hezek Pasher Ushel. So then the Gemara asked, you're wrong. He should be not chayiv on the whole thing, because he could say, I did not break it alone, together with your weight. You should have gotten up. So now we're up to Akasha, that he should be al kaponim, peshutif with all the others. So we have Akasha on the Barais. So the Gemara answered, Leitzrichi de Bahadi de Somech Alayu. Lo'aylam, Rashi says, the Belav Ihu Lehavi Mitva Klal. Now we'll see, later we'll see the going by Rashi said this. But Rashi all of a sudden said, we're going back to the first Akimte. That they would have sat there, Neitzach Netzochim, nothing would have happened. But the Ka'amret Pshite, So Sposhita, they're sitting there. You have five skinny people that are sitting there. They'll never would have broken. And then one Papa Barabba comes and boom, and it breaks. So yes, give me Pshita. Loitzricha de lo yoshav olo. He didn't sit. Elo omad al raglov. He's standing. V'nismach aleyem. And he's leaning on them. He's not sitting, he's standing, and he's leaning on them, and the pressure he puts, he's pushing them down, and that makes the safsol to break. You asked Akasha, Ziche, he broke it. That's partially he broke. He's a pshita. No, the chiddush is, he broke it through koichai. That means if he would have sat down, that means if the case would have been, you have five people sitting, and they'd sit till in Neitzach Netzachim, and nothing would happen, and he sat down, he put down he weighs a ton, and he put down a ton of bricks on it, and he broke it. So, but Neitzach, he broke it, that's pshita. He broke it, but the shaila. But the pshat is, that pshat, his goof broke it. He has a heavy goof, and he broke it. Now here we're speaking about that his goof did not break it. He didn't sit down on the bench. He's applying pressure on them that affects the bench, and this is called koichai. And here there's a chiddush that he's chayif for koichai. What the chiddush is, let's not talk about now, which is another tremendous problem, but let's just the vial accept this as the Chiddush. This is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that even though his goof did not break this apsol, his koyach broke this apsol, he's chay. That's the Chiddush of the Barais. It has nothing at all to do with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about Chsharti Miktas Niske. He made the whole Ezek, but through Koichai, there's a Chiddush that is chayim on what was done through Koichai. Now, finished. That's one thing Rashi says. Samach Bohu. Samach Bohu. What the Loshon of the Gemara is, the Bahadi, the Samach Bohu, Nismach Aleihem, Lo Yochlu Lamait. Now, here we're coming, Rashi says something else. They couldn't get up because he was holding them down. Lishnachine de zoge mizge garsin, kemin de baum bechozi le mizgalai. He was lying on them. Now, before we go further, let us just see the goyim. Ois gimel. Rashi lo tzricha lo oilo. Nichta betzide Rashi meforish. The kushis v'leimo koi gam areish. Now, let's again understand. The first thing Gemara said, if through them it never would have broken, and because he came and sat on, he broke it. So the Gemara said, pshita that he's chayv, he broke it. So that was the first mahalach. And that's what the Gemara said, no, it's speaking about that it was broken to them also, but it was taken 2 hours. Fine. The first Gemara had a mahalach that to them it would never have been broken. And he sat down and he broke it. And that's the Gemara said, pshita. Now the Gemara is asking on this pshita, it's far from Pashit. Why is he chayiv? V'leima lu, this is on the first pshat. V'leima lu, let him tell them. That's true, because if I wouldn't have sat down, it wouldn't have broken. But you know why it broke when I sat down? Bitzirah of you. Why should I pay a loan? He says, so that's what the Gemara held in the beginning of the sugya, that he should be chayev legamri, because they themselves were not b'koyach to break it. The Gemara says, I wish to disagree with you. They are zichem b'chuyim, because now the whole shvira came because of both of them. That's a Rashi l'mshat. So the lema is a kasha on the first pshita. Koyikam ha-reishe. Da'av to belav ihu loy mitver klal, even. If without him, it would never have broken through them. I only broke it together with you. Di'iyad is somach lei, if you'll say. No, the Gemara fell off that pshat. The Gemara fell off the pshat that belavi imitu, because Moshe pshita were going on, that they also would have broken it, and it would have taken 2 hours, and then he leaned on them, My koma de bahadi de kosomach tova, kamash melon, bomali klal, afshe nishbar al yodam levat obetarti shoy. So the Goyin says as follows. The Gemara mentions 2 things over here, and we have to understand both things. The Gemara says it's speaking about that we had a kasha, they should have gotten up.
the peretz to that, and that's a kash on the first pshat, that's a kash on the second pshat, they should have gotten up. Why am I chayav alone? You should have gotten up. The peretz to this kash is, he held them down. He prevented them from getting up. And that's what Rashi says. Somach v'hu, Rashi says, nismach aleihem v'lo yochlu lavi. That's on this kasha v'lo yochlu lavi. So mamele, that is why he's chayim. So now the goyin says, amoyre de kezach, but let's just understand what he says. So the goyin says like this, if we're only speaking about the second case, so he says, the second case was speaking about that it would take 2 hours for them to break it. This person, and they're sitting there for an hour, the goyin says, Amir de Kazakh. Let's just understand what he says. The goyin says that if these people who were sitting on the chair would break in 2 hours, and he just put his hands on their shoulders to make sure that he's not putting pressure on the bench, but they can't get up. And it broke in 2 hours, he'd be chayv. Because he caused them to break it. He caused them to break it, not through his koyach, their weight broke it in 2 hours. But since he did not enable them to get up, he's chayv. That's the second case. But that's not what our Gemara is saying. Because if, in this case, if they could break it, so why do you have to say it broke right away? Why do you have to break right away? Our Gemara mentioned is speaking about two things that occurred. One thing the Gemara says, somach bohu, he leaned on them that they couldn't get up. That's one factor. Another factor, we say that it broke right away. So the Goyin says, why didn't he broke right away? So Al Kochach, we're going back to the first case. That's why Rashi says, and Rashi says, Loilam de Balavi Ulava Mitzvah Klal. So we couldn't say this alone, he didn't let them get up. If he didn't let them get up, so nothing is going to happen. So that we have to say it broke because of him. And here we have a chiddush of Koichai Kegufa. So the chiddush of koichai kegufoi, which is the chiddush of the Baraisa, is that his koyach broke the bench. Now we have a chiddush of koichai kegufoi. Now, so just one second. Let's see the lashon of the goy. Let's see again. Rashi mefosh the kushis v'leime. The Gemara said, let him tell them, without you I never would have broken it. Koi gam ha-reisha. It's going in the reisha. The av te belav ihu loy mitvah klal. But without him would never have broken, but it broke because of all of them. Dia de somach le, if you'll say, that the whole kasha is only speaking about when it would have broken because of them also. My koma, the bahadi, while he leaned on them, it broke. Tova, kamash malon kaiche kagufe, lomali klau, avshen nishbar al yodam levada betarti sho, he'd also be chay. You don't need this whole thing. Avi ikoi yareshem. But if it's going on the reish, akochach tzorich shvirose gamke. If it's going on the reish, so it means belav, ihu lehave nishbaklal. So you have to say that he broke it. Ukamash melon, so that's the chiddush. Ta'av sheshiber bismichem. That even though he did not sit on it, his goof did not sit on it. And he broke it through leaning. V'zeh sh'omar pshitem. Truma es Pshita. On this case, it's Poshit, because he broke it. Because he broke it, they couldn't break it, and he broke it. Mahu detayme. So the Mahu says, no, I would think Taki, he broke it, but he broke it through Koichoi. And I would think that Koichoi is Lavke Gufoi. V'zeh Omar Rashi lo'ilo. That's where Rashi said, if the Gemara had to say that it's speaking about that it broke right away, so we have to say we're going back to the first case. Udika Amrit, on the second kasha, we ask the second kasha, let him tell them that who told you to remain, that you should have gotten up. No, b'zeh shemarashi loilom udekamret pshite. Oh no, the kamret pshite. That is poshit. If it only broke through him, so it's poshit. No, he didn't sit on it. He just leaned on it. Vuhu tiritz al kushye shniye pshite. So that's the kasha of pshite. The kasha of pshite is, it's poshet, it broke because of him. So pshite, so the teretz is, masabadi samach motava, pshite, that means he broke it alone. In fact, the gemara pshite, he broke it alone, and they would never have broken it, pshite. Ma'ad etayma koichei lav kegufa, domi kamash fond the koichei kegufa. Valkushya Rishoine on the first kasha, which was the kasha Bechlal, that they should also be Mechuye because they should have gotten up. Tiritz Rashi ibn Masru Somach, that they couldn't get up. That, so my mail is like this. That the aloch is, it's the chiddush of the barais is, that he broke it through Koichai. That's the chiddush of the Baha'is, and the Koichai Kegufai. If he held them down and they broke it, there I don't need the chiddush of Koichai Kegufai. There it seems, by being misaviv, that the weight which is on it should remain on it, that's called, I was mazikit. Adishtalzu to mitzamtzim. Now the chiddush of the baraisa is that even though I didn't sit on it, I leaned on it, and I broke it through that, I'm also chayiv. Now this chiddush, the achroinim, mutzizich very, very stark. Chazoinish, chiddush ha-bayaleib. I mean, l'chayre, what is this chiddush? Koichei kegufe l'chayre, z'aposhet ezach. You break something with your koyach. That is a terrible problem in the sugya, what the chiddush is, to appreciate the chiddush. But al kaponim, we see from the Gemara that it is a meiradike chiddush. If he sat down, this is called gufoy is mazik, and that's odam ha-mazik. And if he didn't sit down, he's only exerting pressure on the chair. It seems this is a meiradike chiddush of koichei kegufei.